Blog Talk Radio.
Black Power Radio, tying the community together.
You, I'll give you some.
Afternoon. God bless and welcome to Soul Food Sunday. This is Pastor Deshaun of Speak Life Ministry and Pastor Anthony Clough. We are located at 411 Jellup Avenue in Newark, and the doors of the church are open every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and every Sunday at 10 a.m. We just thank every listener that is on. We're excited. Today we have two evangelists that will pour into us. We pray that hearts and minds are transformed for the glory of God. And so we're going to pray. And then the next voice that we'll hear is Evangelist Crawford. She'll come on and she'll teach us. And so, Father God, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, just giving you glory and honor, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your purpose in us, Lord God. We thank you for destiny, Lord God. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We love you, Lord God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. It's Sunday afternoon, and we want to give you glory, Lord God. But we also want to give you glory on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, Lord God. We want you to use us for your glory, Lord God. Have your way with us, Lord God. Work in us, Lord God. Destroy the works of the enemies in our life, Lord God. Burn up everything, Lord God, that keeps us out of your presence, Lord God. Destroy the works of the enemies in our life, Lord God, our minds, our bodies, our finances, Lord God. Lord God, we just worship you, Lord God. You're worthy of all the praise. We give you all the glory because it belongs to you, Lord God. There is no us without you, Lord God. We're only here because of you, Lord God. So we say thank you, Heavenly Father. We say thank you, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We say thank you, Jehovah Shalom. We say thank you, Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way on the block going today. Lead us, guide us, direct us. You speak through the women of God. You speak through your daughters. You speak to us, Lord God, so that we can minister according to your word, Lord God. Let it not be in our flesh, Lord God, but let it be by your power of your Holy Ghost, Lord God. Let it be by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let it be by your power of the Holy Ghost. We give you glory, Lord God. I'm just excited because God is able and he's willing. I'm excited for all the blessings that are manifesting. I'm excited because of the power of God. I'm excited because God is not like man. He cannot lie. He will not lie. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's not like our mothers and fathers, our sisters and brothers. He's not even like your pastors. He's more than enough. He's all that we need. He is the creator of the universe, the heavens and the stars, the moons. He is our Father. We give him glory because he deserves it. We give him glory because it belongs to him. He said, I won't share my glory with no one. My glory will be revealed. As we release God's glory in the year of 2015. Be ready to receive the glory of God. Be ready to expect something new on the block. Be ready to expect something new in your life. Be ready to expect something new at work. Be ready to expect new, something new in your relationship, in your finances, in your health. Be ready to see a shift in your community. Be ready to see the glory of God like never before. Oh, I believe, Lord God, and I thank you. Oh, Lord God, I believe and I thank you, Lord God. I believe, Lord God, and I thank you. I believe that this situation is just temporarily, Lord God. I believe that it's already done. I believe that you're able to take care of it. He tells us in Isaiah that he can rebuke and the sea will dry up. He says that he is the God and he has given the government into his son's hand. Who is his son? King Jesus, the Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. The government sits in his hands. They said it's not who you know, but who you know. But we know Christ and we know that he's the only living God. We know he got up on the third day with all power. So we bless his holy name. Speak to your emotions. Speak to your mind. Speak to your heart. Speak to tradition. Speak to the way church used to be and say, Lord God, use us for your glory. I say, Lord God, have your way in my home, Lord God. Have your way with me in the grocery store. Have your way with me, Lord God. If you tell me to lay hands, I'll lay hands, Lord God. If you tell me to heal, I heal. He said the great commission is to go out and preach the gospel to all the corners of the world. And so, Lord God, we thank you that you choose us, Lord God, to speak to each and every person that's even listening right now, Lord God. I touch their hearts, their minds, their bodies, and their souls, Lord God. For God said, I have given you power to do a greater thing in me. So he has given us power to do a greater thing than he has already done. Do you believe that you can do the greatest thing? Do you believe that God has commissioned you to preach the gospel, teach the gospel, be the gospel, show God in everything you do, show the power of love, show the power of grace, show the power of mercy? We bless your name, Lord. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And so the next voice that we'll have is Evangelist Crawford. If you're on, we can begin because we're excited to hear Evangelist Crawford teach us. And then the next voice we have will be Evangelist Lakeisha.
Good afternoon. My name is Evangelist Latricia Crawford. Today I will be reading from 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. My title today is God's Love Can Surpass All of Our Fears. The book of Timothy, which was written by Apostle Paul when he was in prison. Paul was an apostle and also a teacher. In this scripture, I believe Apostle Paul is speaking to Timothy and all believers to encourage us to have faith in God's word, and with having faith, to let us know there should be no fear. This text, to me, relates to me on so many levels of my life right now, my faith, my trust of being able to give things to God and believing that he would neither leave me or forsake me, even though God continues to show me that he has me. What is God saying to today that I believe on today? He doesn't want us to trust him out of fear. I believe he wants believers to trust him out of our faith. Here's a couple of scriptures that talks about fear that I've read, and it helped me. Isaiah 41 and 10, John 4, 18, Psalms 34 and 4, and Proverbs 29 and 25. All of these scriptures talks about not having fear, but trusting in God. So I encourage you to read them. They help me, and I'm sure they'll help you if you're struggling with fear. On closing it today, I encourage those of us who struggle with fear, day-to-day life issues, trials and tribulations, loss of loved ones, wavering children, to trust God. Stay in his word, study the word, and let the word speak to you. Stay praying, get in a faith-based church under a good pastor that can guide you. Confront your fears head on and ask God to see you through. Like myself, yes, I still have fears that I'm dealing with. I lost my husband. Yes, this is one of my fears. Some days I feel like I can't go on without him, but I have to remember that God didn't take him to hurt me. He took him to heal him. I have to trust God, and I have to know that I can make it because God says I can. And I have to remember that God has proven himself to me in the past, that my future is bright, and he has shown me that he would never leave me or forsake me in my time of need. I just have to keep my faith in him. So I want to say today, if you're suffering with fear, confront it head on and ask God to deliver you from it. And trust that he will. He'll work you through. Thank you.
God bless you, Evangelist. We just thank the Lord for the woman of God, even through her process that she's going through. I know many of us, maybe some of us has lost a loved one, maybe not a husband, not a mother. But until you go through the process, you won't be able to understand it. But we just continue to speak life over Evangelist Crawford. We thank God for bringing her to us. We thank God that we had open arms to receive her. And like she said, just even through whatever the process is, whatever is going on, trust God. You know, and the Bible tells us, don't you worry, you know, don't be anxious for anything. It tells us, be anxious for anything, but in everything to pray and give supplication to, with thanksgiving to the Lord. And so as we intercede, even right now for Evangelist Crawford, because I know she was overwhelmed with being able to come on a prayer line and being able to allow God to even use her just in this short time. She's probably been a member for a couple of weeks or a month or so, but we thank God for her because we see what's inside each one of our members. We know that God has called all of us to be evangelists, and that means to go out and spread the good news of the Lord. It tells us to go out and teach the word of God and do it in love. And Evangelist Crawford, she has an awesome heart. She loves the Lord. And even as we come right now, we just ask you to touch her right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, your daughter, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Our Lord God, for there's some things that she has laid at the altar, Lord God. And Lord God, we surrender everything that she has given to you, Lord God, to you on this day, Lord God. Fix it like only you can, Lord God. She's in need of a supernatural miracle, Lord God. Her sons can't get her out of her. Her daughter can't get her out of her. You already have took her husband or home to glory, Lord God. And so, Lord God, she only can count on you, Lord God. You said in Hebrews 13:5, you'll never leave her nor forsake her, Lord God. You said you'll never leave any of us or forsake us, that you're not like man. You cannot lie. You will not lie, but that you are the Alpha and Omega. You are our beginning, our end. You are our everything, Lord God. And so as we touch and agree, you said two or more touch it and agree for your daughter right now. We stand in a gap, Lord God, as feet like members, Lord God. We stand in a gap, Lord God, as kingdom members, Lord God. Touch it and agree for your glory to even manifest on this week for her, Father God. The approval that she's waiting for, Lord God. The finest that she's waiting for, Lord God. The healing of her heart, Lord God. The peace in the midnight hour, Lord God. I'll give it to your daughter Crawford right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We decree and declare and we prophesy that peace will overtake her, that favor will overtake her, that joy will overtake her in the mighty name of Jesus, that open windows will find her, that the heavens will open in her favor. For the Bible says, if you bring your tithes to the store, he said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive, Lord God. And so, Lord God, if she has just ministered, Lord God, to you, Lord God, and ministered for your people, for you, Lord God, bless her. Bless her right where she is, Lord God. Bless her coming in and coming out, Lord God. I do it for your daughter. We don't have to beg. We don't have to come together to do anything extra. You said this kind come out through fasting and praying. And so we're already fasting. So, Lord God, here is our prayer. You said be anxious for nothing, but with everything, give prayer. But God did not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And so if your mind don't seem sound, lay your hands and say, I have a sound mind in the name of Jesus. If you're so fearful, then lay your hands and lay it on yourself and say, I rebuke fear in the name of Jesus. He said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Prophesied, I walk in power. I have a sound mind. Decree and declare these things. God teaches us in Exodus. He teaches us in Leviticus and Deuteronomy that we can decree and declare a thing. All you have to do is believe the word of God. All you have to do is stand on the word of God. All you have to do is speak life and speak the word of God, which is life all by itself. And so, Lord God, we decree and declare that this week we will hear a mighty testimony from your daughter in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory and honor, Lord God. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And so the next voice that we should hear is Evangelist Keisha, if she's on the line.
Good afternoon. Deshaun Closet. I'm Evangelist Lakeisha Johnson, and I will be reading from 1 Corinthians 6:18-20, the King James Version. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Some may wonder what fornication means. It means sexual relations between two persons who are not married to one another. Any form of sexual immorality or unchastity, Paul cited fornication as a sin, which believers should scrupulously avoid. My topic on today is on fornication and saving your body for the glory of God. The author of this book and two of his letters are addressed, the author of this book is Paul, and two of his letters are addressed unto the church of God, which is at Corinthians 1 and 2, 2 Corinthians 1 and 1. Paul the apostle is speaking in 1 Corinthians 6:18-20 about fornication and your body being used to glorify God. I was once a fornicator. I actually lost myself in trying to please men that were not my husband. That's because I didn't fully know my worth. It wasn't until I began to really seek after God that he spoke to me and said, daughter, keep yourself. Basically, telling me to keep my legs closed. And he also let me know my obedience was tied into my children's blessings. So you see, I had a lot riding on me not sleeping with men anymore. My desire was to live holy, and holiness is moral purity, to be set apart and sanctified for service to God. God is holy, Exodus 15 and 11, and he expects holiness of his people. So I had no choice but to obey what God said to me. It has not been an easy road, but Mark 9 and 23 teaches, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If you trust God and have faith, you will have the victory. As I began to seek God even more, things began to change in me. I knew God was watching and could see all things. So I never wanted to displease my father. Sometimes in my relationship, it was hard. I would just want to go back to what I knew. But if I would have, it would have been worse off for me than before. But sometimes I felt my life would be easier doing what I was accustomed to doing, which was pleasing my flesh. The enemy would attack me in every way to get me to slip, fall, and go back to my old ways. But since I have been obedient, so many great things has happened to me. My gifts have been stirred up and coming forth. My worship, my praise, and my relationship with God is awesome. I wouldn't change it for anything, knowing that God is with me and I am his child. So on today, God is telling us to stop putting your trust in man and lean solely on him. In the Psalms 118 and 8, God is saying it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, because a man will give no support or relief. Man will fail you every time, but it is better to trust in the Lord because he is able to help. I am here to encourage all believers that if you wait until you are married and keep yourself, God will bless you with your Boaz or your wife that he has handpicked and prepared just for you. It will be a union out of this world. Be encouraged, sisters and brothers in Christ. God bless and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Awesome job, Evangelist Keisha. Awesome job, Evangelist Crawford. And so we just thank God that the women of God were able to come from a place that they know. We thank God for the word for every person that's on the phone that may have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And they say, you know, God understands or whatever. As the woman of God said in Exodus, the Lord says he is holy and he says for us to be holy. So the Bible says no man will see God without holiness. And so we know that we plan weddings and we desire to, you know, get married and things like that. But just make sure that this is what you want. Make sure that this is who you want to live your life with. If you're meeting someone this weekend or at the beach or somewhere and you know they're not wife material or husband material, then sometimes you may just be wasting your time or whatever. And sometimes we know all the time you never get time back. Like today, we'll never get it back. At 4 o'clock, we begin to worship God up into the hour of 5. And so we know that this day that we can count what we were doing at this hour. But for the most part, there's no way to get back any hour. So we want to do it unto God. And so we thank God for the woman of God just being able to be transparent with us about her commitment and her process of being patient with the Lord. Once was married and then having to not be married and still want that comfort and want that connection. And so sometimes you find yourself in a position where, you know, you can't win. It just seems like I'm in a bad position. I need this person. I need that person. But she's been teaching us, and even the other women of God, that you can hold on. You can be strong and, you know, pray, fast, get with other believers. You know, yes, you have that feeling. It doesn't go away, and you know, but God gave us that feeling so that we could be fruitful and multiply. But we want to just do it to glorify God. So I thank God for both of the women of God. I thank God for them. Even in them being a little fearful, that you couldn't even tell that they were fearful. They just was like pros doing it unto God, the glory of God. And so I thank God for their obedience, and I pray right now that God will bless Evangelist Keisha, bless her in every area of her life, Lord God. Lord God, for you know which man you have designed for her, Lord God. Allow her to be able to see him and know that this is my husband. Allow her to know that this God has created for me, Lord God. Continue to show her her worth. Continue to show her who she is. Continue to increase her in your glory. Continue to build her up in the ministry for all your glory, Lord God, and bless her financially, Lord God. Open up doors that no man can shut, Lord God, and shut doors that no man can open, Lord God. Increase her children, bless her children, bless their children, their sons and daughters, Lord God. Bless them right now wherever they are, Father God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God. We bless you today. We honor you, Lord God, and in Jesus' name we say amen. And so I'm just excited as a new pastor. We're celebrating our 1 year anniversary today. We had an in-house celebration that God has brought us together, and we were able to celebrate, eat, and break fast, and enjoy gifts, and just be on one accord with the Lord. And so we could continue to pray for Speak Life Ministry, could continue to pray that God dwells in this place and dwells in us as he takes us higher and higher. And so I have a prayer request. A young lady, she has leukemia. I believe she just received it from the child's doctor, and the child is 8 years old. And so we just speak, Lord God, in the name of Jesus that, oh, my God. Okay, I'm reading a message I just received. And so let me just give me 1 minute. And so, Father God, we come to you for the woman of God, Keisha, for her neighbors, Lord God. And the text is just explaining, like, within 15 minutes, their life has changed. You know, 1 minute we're doing one thing, and the next minute you can get that call or that doorbell ring that changed your very life. And so, Lord God, we speak your healing virtue to fall upon her son, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak right now, Lord God, that leukemia would dry up in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. For you said by your stripes that we are healed, Lord God. So we decree and we declare by your stripes that we are healed, Lord God. Lord God, we decree and declare that your healing virtue will go to Pennsylvania, Lord God, because you are omnipresent, Lord God. You're everywhere. You're already there with them, Lord God. But I ask you to comfort the family in this time, Lord God, so that they can have understanding of who you are and whose you are, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for the supernatural healing, Lord God. And even after she received the call about her child, the text goes on to say that she also received the call that her mother said her father just died from a heart attack. And so in 1 minute, your life has changed. In 1 minute, everything that seemed like it was a situation is no more. And so that's why we tell you every hour of the hour, bless the Lord. Open your mouth when you're in the house of God. Nobody has to tell you. Tell the Lord thank you. Shout hallelujah. You think your situation is worse than someone else, but imagine if you weren't here, there would be no situation. And so, Lord God, even the wife, Lord God, touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that the husband was in a place with you, Lord God. But right now, Lord God, we come to intercede for his wife. We come to intercede for his sons and daughters, Lord God. Even as they go through this process, Lord God, give them peace and give them comfort, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, to bless Tamika and to touch her body, her mind, her spirit, and her soul, Lord God. Only you can comfort, Lord God. Only you can heal, Lord God. Only you can deliver, Lord God. And so we take this time to say thank you, Lord. We take this time to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Right now we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We may not understand the process. We may not understand some circumstances that we're dealing with, Lord God, but Lord, we say thank you, Lord God. We won't wait till the door is open to say thank you, Lord God. We won't wait till we get the yes, we're going to say thank you, Lord God. We won't wait until things change. We're going to bless you, Lord God, because we know that you're able. We know that your word is the truth, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we just bind up any more heart attacks against Tamika's family, Lord God. We bind up in the name of Jesus, Lord God, any sickness, any enemy that is trying to move in their family at this moment, Lord God. We bind it up, Lord God. And we speak unity amongst the family, Lord God, so that they will come together and be on one accord, Lord God. That they won't fight and argue. That there won't be a problem with money, Lord God. But there won't be a problem with a burial situation, Lord God. But they will come together and they will stand together in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord God. And in Jesus' name we say amen. And so at this time we're asking if anyone has prayers. If she doesn't have any callers that desires prayers, we have tons of people on the line. But if there's no one that desires prayers, we'll take some inboxes requests. But I mean, I had a request that we try to reach out to the people. So you guys that desire prayer, you could just push the number 1 and we should be able to accommodate you with the prayer so that you'll be able to hear from us one-on-one. It just won't be coming through the inbox. But any kind of way that you desire it is well, because we know the Holy Ghost is always working. He's always powerful. He's always on time. And even as we go through this process of waiting, just trust the Lord. If there's anything that you're waiting on the Lord for, just trust God. Trust him as you walk through the process. We talked about it today, walking through your process. When the lepers had to be healed, they had to go and show themselves. They had to walk through their process. When the blind man was healed, and he was healed and he was blind for the glory of God. And it was all just for the glory of God. When Paul was in jail, it was for the glory of God. When Jesus went to the cross, it was for the glory of God. We have grace and mercy right now because of the glory of God. When Joseph was in jail, it was all for the glory of God. When Noah built the ark, it was for the glory of God. He said, I'm not going to share my glory with anyone. It's not your pastor, it's not your bishop, it's not your husband, it's not your wife, but it is me, God, all by myself. God, all by myself. God, all by myself. And so we have Amy that is trying to conceive. And so, Father God, you said to be fruitful and multiply, Lord God. And so, Lord God, as Amy and her husband prepare to have children, Lord God, bless her womb, Lord God. For your word says to be fruitful and multiply. You said man should not be alone, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we ask you right now to supernaturally bless Amy's womb, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Father God, it is your desire that we be fruitful and multiply. It is your desire for the husband to have a wife and the wife to have a husband so that we can be fruitful and multiply, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to bless Amy, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, where the doctors won't have to intercede. Bless her, Lord God, where she don't have to be tested and shot up with different type of medicine, Lord God. But let it be your supernatural power that manifests in her womb, Lord God, to heal her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We believe that we'll hear a testimony soon, Lord God. We believe your word because it is the truth, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord God. We have a Phyllis, I believe her name is, and he's from Philly, okay, Cedric. And so, Lord God, he said he believed that he suffered from a stroke. And so the first thing we do is we want Cedric to speak life. We want you to lay hands on your face, your body, your arms, and speak life. Speak to your organs, speak to your cells, speak to your blood vessels, speak to your bones, speak to your brain, speak to every part of your body and command it to operate according to the glory of God, according to the will of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak divine healing upon Cedric. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak the fire of God will fall upon Cedric. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we decree and declare by your will, Lord God, that your will be done, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God, because you're holy, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God, because you're awesome, Lord God. And so, Lord, we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for healing us, Lord God. You said by your stripes that we are healed, Lord God. And so we decree and declare by your stripes, Lord God. Lord God, you said that we are healed by your stripes and that we are healed from all our sins and our iniquities, Lord God, because of your blood that never loses its power, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for every listener on the phone, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, right now we pray for Gloria, Lord God. We rebuke the spirit of gluttony in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We rebuke the spirit of gluttony in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of oppression and depression in the mighty name of Jesus. For God said that you have a sound mind in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we speak right now that you would touch her body, Lord God. Father God, that you would touch her glands, Lord God. That you would touch every fiber that is in her body that is causing her to gain weight, Lord God. That you would dry it up and that you would supernaturally heal her, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We know that you're able, Lord God. We know that you're willing, Lord God. So we say thank you. Father God, we say thank you. Lord God, we bless your name. We say thank you. You're worthy, Lord God, all by yourself. You're worthy, Lord God. Lord God, each and every member, each and every person that's just listening in, Lord God, bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, bless Grace. For she has requested prayer, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, her heart, Lord God. Grace, I hear the Lord say, do it my way. Grace, I hear the Lord saying, if you do it my way, I'll teach you how to trust. I'll teach you how to love. I'll teach you what real love is. If you do it my way, I hear the Lord saying, tell Grace, I'll teach you how to love. I'll teach you how to trust if you do it my way. If you do it my way, if you surrender to my way, if you worship me, if you cry out, if you fast and you pray, I'll teach you, Grace. I'll teach you. I'll show you. I'll increase your spirit of discernment. And Lord God, we thank you for Grace, Lord God. We thank you for each and every caller that's on the line right now, Lord God. We thank you for each and every person that is listening, Lord God. Even if they don't require prayer, Lord God, we just thank you that we're coming together, Lord God, to do your will for your glory. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence even on the line. We thank you, Lord God, even the woman with the bad heart, Lord God, even with the woman that's on the line with the back problem, even the woman on the line that her mind just keeps playing tricks on us. Our Lord God, we bind up every demonic spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of sickness, we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we plead your blood, for you said your blood never loses its power. Our Lord God, I know you sit high, but you look low, Lord God. And you tell us, look to the hills which come our help, Lord God. And so as we look together, coming on one accord, Lord God, we bless you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We come against the spirit that causes you to not have patience. We come against the spirit that starts off with anger, because the Bible says, be angry, but sin not, but then it goes to rage. We come against the spirit that comes and try to get you to throw things and be upset and yell and say the wrong things. We come against it in the name of Jesus. For there, that spirit is there because you have to submit to God, woman of God. The spirit of not having patience is a good spirit sometimes. When you're fed up with the way you're being treated, when you're fed up with how the person that's supposed to love you a certain way is not loving you, when you're fed up when you're carrying everything and it's not the woman's job to carry everything if you have a mate, if you have a husband that you're supposed to have in your life, when you're fed up, you become impatient. There's other things that you're fighting against because you're not doing it God's way. And it doesn't mean when you surrender to God, everything is perfect and there's nothing that happens. We all have trials and tribulations, pastors, prophets, everyone. Jesus was the main one that showed you that you're still going to go through, but it's going to be for the glory of God. It won't be unto death, because even in death, you'll have life if you live for Christ. And so right now, Lord God, I speak peace to your daughter. I speak peace to your woman servant in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I speak right now, Lord God, that you will speak to her in a way that she has never encountered you before, Lord God. I pray that you will wake up in the midnight hour and give her the directions, when to go, how to go, left, right, up, down, what to cut off, who to let in her life, who to discard for her life, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, every leech that comes and try to leech from her, every person that would just try to come and use her, Lord God, we rebuke them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we plead the blood upon her children and her home, Lord God. We plead your blood that never loses its power, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God. You're awesome, Lord God. You're mighty, Lord God. Lord God, charge the angels to fight our battles this week, Lord God, to go before us and destroy the works of the enemy. We count it all joy, the test that we're having. We count it all joy, the process that we're going through. We count it all joy, what God is doing in our life. We count it all joy because God is able and willing. We count it all joy because God is mighty and strong. We count it all joy because we serve a mighty God, a powerful God, an awesome God. We serve a God that delivers. We serve a God that heals. We serve a God that sets free. And so if you need to be free in your mind, say, free me in the name of Jesus. Loosen my mind in the name of Jesus. If you need to be free in your finances, say, free my finances in the name of Jesus. Loosen my finances in the name of Jesus. If you need peace in your mind, speak in the name of Jesus. Now, there's some folks on the line that are going through, and everything is just in your mind. It's not even the enemy at this point. It's just your mind is playing tricks on you. And it's time for you to get into that word, and it's time for you to fast. But the Lord teaches us that this kind is only broken through fast. For God says that he'll turn you over to a reprobative mind. And you'll think that the way that you're living is okay to live. You'll think that the things that you're doing is okay to do. But in your back of your subconsciousness, you'll say, oh, no, I know this is not right, but God understands. I'm going to get better come tomorrow. I'm going to do better come tomorrow. But the Lord said, I can do it for you now if you cry out. I can heal you now if you cry out. I can deliver you now if you cry out. If you cry out right now, I can deliver you. If you say, Jesus, come see about me. I just like the 10 lepers. They said, heal me, Jesus. If you cry out, Messiah, Son of the Living God, King of Kings, Lamb of Judah, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, our Son of David, I have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord God. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to struggle. I don't want to be up and down. I don't want to depend on nobody. I don't want to stop. One minute I have, the next minute I don't. I don't want one door to open and the other one to close. I'm tired of the enemy, Lord God, so I'm crying out to you. The prophet is telling us to cry out to you. The prophet is telling us to cry out and say, Jesus, come see about me. Come fix it because you're the only one that can fix it. Ah, bless your name, Lord God. Fill the presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord. I pray that wherever you at, you feel the presence of the Lord. I pray whatever church you were at today, you felt the presence of the Lord. I pray wherever you at right now that there is an encounter in your belly, that there is a fire. There is a fire. There is a fire. There is a fire that will burn up everything that's not of God. That there is a move in your belly that I got to do right. I want to do right. I want to get through this process. I want more in life. It's not just about imaginary things. I don't want to live like life is okay and I'm really messed up. I'm stuck in my mind and I need to get out of my mind. I need to get out of my ways and I need to do it Christ-like. I need to be more like Christ. And so, Lord God, we come for your son, Eddie. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we come right now in the name of Jesus praying for your son, Eddie. And even as he lost his friend, Lord God, you felt the need to keep him here, Lord God. And so, Lord God, even as Eddie, if you hear me right now, just lift your hand and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, wash me and make me whole. Lord, Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I repent of everything I have done, Lord God. And Lord God, I cry out to you now. And if you said that prayer, you are saved. And if you ask God to forgive you, that means you just have asked God, you're repenting unto the Lord. And the Bible says God is just to forgive us because he doesn't want any of us to perish. Because he didn't make hell for us. He didn't make hell for the lake of fire for us. He made it for the angels, the one-third of angels and Lucifer the left. And so, Lord God, as Eddie is crying out, Lord God, I prophesied that new doors will open for him, Lord God. I prophesied, Lord God, that there seems to be a cloud over you. There seems to be a cloud over you, but we prophesy sunlight. We prophesy the will of God. We prophesy that the fire of God will overtake you, Eddie. We prophesy that the favor of God will overtake you. The things that may be on your record and things that may try to hold you back, they will not be a hindrance to you. But in your time of need, just call out to Jesus. I find you a church in your city. Find you somewhere where you can go pray. And if there's no churches around, which I doubt that there will not be any churches around, get a Bible. Open it up and say, Lord, teach me your word. Teach me how to trust you, Lord God. Teach me how to find you in your word. Teach me, Lord God, how to release your wealth, Lord God, so that I can do it in a godly way. And so, Lord God, we plead the blood upon your son and his leg, Lord God. We speak a supernatural healing will fall upon Eddie, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for his friend and his friend's family, Lord God. Our Lord God, we pray that the violence will stop, Lord God. We pray that the Bloods, the Crips, and the Gangs, that they will come together, Lord God, and they'll work for your good, Lord God. Because you can't fight against God. You will never win. And so, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your son, Eddie. We thank you, Lord God, that you spared his life, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that he knew that it was you that spared his life, Lord God. And Lord, so we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We pray for Nikki today. She said she had to take her mother off of life support. And so, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to just give Nikki comfort, Lord God, for I don't know what it feels like to have to make that decision, Lord God. But, Lord God, I ask that you touch Nikki's heart, Lord God, and that she can even learn how to forgive her mother. So the Bible says that if you forgive, that God will forgive you. He said, forgive your debtors, and I'll forgive your debt. And so we speak the spirit of forgiveness upon Nikki right now in the name of Jesus. We speak that God's will and his light will fall upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak that you will have an encounter where you'll know that it is God and it's God all by himself. We speak peace upon you. We speak the spirit of comfort in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, have your way with her, Lord God, even in the midnight hour, Lord God. Lord God, even bring strong women of God to pour into her, Lord God. I send mighty warriors to intercede on her behalf, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, as the man of God, Paul, has asked for prayer, Lord God. Lord God, the spirit of torment, Arosu Dubai, Rikama, Arosu Dubasia. The spirit of torment, Arosu Dikiyama, Tro, Idiabasia. So, if Paul, if you can hear me, God said, just do your part. Arosu Diyama, Tro, Idiabasia. God said, just do your part. He said, he'll do the rest. But we bind up the spirit of torment. God does not come to torment us. He does not come to condemn us. He does not come to whoop on us. He comes to love us. It is at your point when God has finished speaking to you over and over again that God will give you a reprobative mind, that God will turn you over to the enemy. And even in the midst of you being turned over to the enemy, he'll still give you grace. He'll still give you grace until it's time for you to go. But, Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that there'll be strength in his marriage, Lord God. We pray that unity will come upon his marriage in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I hear the Lord saying to tell you, Paul, that he's been showing you some dreams and that you're not going crazy, and that is God speaking to you. He's telling you to prepare yourself, but believe that he's able to keep you. He's able to get you through this. He's able to work through it with you if you believe him. We bind up the spirit of anger. I see a spirit of rage trying to come upon you, but we bind it up in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for his children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for his wife, Lord God, that the spirit of obedience will overtake her, Lord God. I pray that the spirit of obedience will take her, Lord God. I pray the spirit of holiness will encamp their children and their families, Lord God. And, Lord God, even with this situation, I see that there's a financial situation going on. But Lord God, I speak that they will trust you, Lord God. I speak that they will begin to pray together. They will begin to worship you together, Lord God. And, Lord God, you're able to fix it, Lord God. So I say thank you, Lord God. For God said, whatever God has brought together, let no man separate. But in your fasting and praying, God will teach you and show you more, Paul. And so I pray that God gives you peace. And I speak and I decree that you'll have rest tonight. Rest yourself tonight. Be able to rest yourself. We're in the land of the dying. We're on the way to the land of the living. If God has woke you up this morning, it's for you to give God glory. And even through the pain, even through the process, it doesn't feel good. But say, Lord, I'm going to still trust you, Lord God. This too shall pass. Some of us have been through so many worse things, but sometimes when something comes back and we forget what we've been through, we think that we can't make it. But with God, we can make it. Because he's strong. He's mighty. The hand of God, he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. God is willing to do everything that he said he's going to do. He's going to do it because the word of God says his word cannot come back void. So read the word of God. Get it in your belly. Speak the word of God. Decree the word of God. Stand on the word of God. When no one is around, begin to worship God. When no one can see you, begin to sing unto God. What is worship? We sing unto God. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We give you glory, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. I tell the Lord how good he is to you. I tell him what you're in need of, because the Bible says before you even ask, I already know what you need. Before you even cry, I'm already going to be here. So the Bible tells us, God said, you are mine and I am yours, and I will prepare a place for you. And there will be rivers of living water even in your desert place. And so, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, we rebuke the spirit of lust off of Karen, Lord God. We bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We cast out the spirit of lust, the spirit of perversion. We cast it out in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. The spirit of lust that is on Karen, Lord God. We bind up that demon in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus upon Karen right now, Lord God. Her organs, her mind, Lord God, even her childhood, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. That reoccurring spirit as a child, I close that door, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We immerse Karen even right now with the power of the Holy Spirit, that the fire of God will fall upon you right now, Karen, and that you will tell yourself, I am a woman of God. I am a mighty woman of God. I am a warrior of the Lord. I am a holy woman of God. I will be someone's wife. I am someone's wife. I am a woman and I'm not a man. I should be with a woman and not, I should be with a man and not a woman, because God has made me just perfectly in his image. God has made me to be fruitful and to multiply. God has made me that my members will give him glory. And as we come against that demonic spirit, that spirit that's in your belly, I just lay hands on your belly, Karen. I lay hands on your belly, and the fire of God will touch you right now. The fire. We send the fire of God. We send the fire of God upon this blog right now for every demonic spirit, every lustful spirit, every incantation spirit, every witchcraft spirit, every sorcery spirit, every gossiping spirit, every demonized spirit. We speak it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that the blood will prevail. We speak and we plead the blood of Jesus now in the name of Jesus. We bind you up in the mighty name of Jesus, and we cast you to the dry places. Are you going to have a mighty testimony, Karen? If you believe the Lord, if you begin to get up early in the morning, get up early in the morning and seek God. Plead the blood of Jesus over your body. When you hear that spirit telling you to do the wrong thing, say, I plead the blood of Jesus over my members. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. I dedicate my body right now to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I dedicate my members, my body, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. We anoint Karen now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said if we ask, you said we can decree a thing, we can declare a thing, Lord God. And so we ask now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you burn it up, Father God. I touch James right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak that the spirit of forgiveness will fall on you. We speak that the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of love will fall upon you right now, James. We speak and we cast the spirit of rage to the dry places in the name of Jesus. Everything that you went through in your life, let it go. When you see your father, you see your mother, see your brothers, say, I'm going to do better than that. Say, I'm not going to go through this process. I'm not going to live my life like this. I'm not going to struggle. I'm not going to leave my children. I cast that spirit into the dry places. I break that generational curse off of me. Sometimes we need to thank God when our parents don't raise us. Sometimes we need to thank God when our mothers and fathers leave. Sometimes we need to thank God because we want something that God has not allowed us to have. And when you look over your life, you may think you had a bad life. But if you take time, you'll see that God has done better things for you in the situation you were in. And sometimes your parents, they don't know how to raise you. They don't know how to take care of you. They don't know because they had no one to do it for them. But God tells us to forgive and he'll forgive us. He says to love. He said to forgive 70 times, 70 times, 70. Peter said, how often do we have to forgive, Jesus? Jesus said, forgive over and over again. Because the same grace that you want to fall upon you, James, the same grace that you're going to need come next week and a week after, the same grace you're going to need when you fall short and you don't do right, that's the same grace that your father needs. That's the same grace that your mother needs. That's the same grace that your sisters and your brothers need. And so we can't expect God just to bless us and give us grace, and then we don't want to in return give grace to others. Because of Christ, we're still here. Because of Christ, we're still here. Because of Christ. Because of Christ, we're still here. And so, Lord God, we pray for Jessica, Lord God. Lord God, we come right now, Lord God, with this religious demon, this religious spirit. Lord God, we just ask you, even during her times of listening now so that she'll know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is the truth. That it's called the Trinity. That there is the Father who arts in heaven. There is the Son Jesus that came to earth. He hung high on a cross. About on the third day he got up with all power. And he had given us a word. He said, don't go into the world until I endow you with the Holy Ghost. And so the Holy Spirit is what you see me activating in right now, Jessica. We're all filled with the Holy Spirit. He's in our belly. He endows us. He overtakes us. He controls us. He leads us. He guides us if we allow him to. Because Jesus said, when I go up to sit on the right hand of my Father, my blood will still be here and it never loses its power. But I'll send you a comforter. I'll send you someone to teach you. I send you someone to give you wisdom, to give you power so that you can do a greater thing. And that someone is the Holy Ghost. He is the Holy Spirit. He is the power of the Trinity. He was there in the beginning when God said, let us create man in our image and our likeness. Let us create man. We serve a God that died and got up on the third day. The Bible tells us he went to hell and he got the keys to hell and death. The Bible says that the dead in Christ even shook and they came up. The Bible says that our God sits on the right hand of the Father. The Bible says that the blood never leaves his power. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. The Bible tells us that God is not a God of confusion. And so I pray that you allow the Holy Spirit to have his way with you, Jessica. I pray that you allow the Holy Spirit to manifest in your life. I speak a fresh wind of God's glory upon your life. I speak a fresh wind of God's glory upon your life. I speak the will of Christ upon your life. I speak the Trinity upon your life. I speak the divine revelations of the Word of God, the Holy Bible upon your life. I speak right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you will not waver in your faith, that you will walk according to the will of God. And whatever you yield your vessels to, I pray that you have the peace of God and the understanding of God. I pray that God gives you fresh dreams on tonight so that he can show you his glory, that he'll show you that he's real, that he's powerful, that he's all-knowing, that there is no other God. That I am God and God all by myself. That I am the creator of heaven and earth. When I speak a thing, it manifests. When I tell the sea to dry up, it'll dry up. When I say, let there be life, there'll be life. And so, Lord God, we thank you for Jessica. And even when you read the Quran, Jessica, in your time, you'll see that Jesus is even in your Quran, that he's doing mighty miracles. He's doing powerful miracles. He's doing great works, that he is the Savior. He's our deliverer. He is the only one in your Quran that is in the Quran that speaks life, that gives life, that's able to take a dove, shape him up out of clay, out of the sand, and breathe life into him. And so if I'm going to follow somebody, I'm going to follow someone that can take clay from the ground, make it into a dove and speak and blow life. Because what you need is life inside of you, Jessica. We need the life of God. We need the Holy Spirit to go forth. We need the peace of God to keep us. We need the peace of God to endow us, to overtake us. We need the peace of God to find us. Sometime in the midnight hour, you can't seem to get yourself to a place. But I'll tell you and I'll promise you that if you say, Lord Jesus, have your way with me, overtake me, show me your glory, show me your blessings, show me your glory, Lord God, show me what you want to do. Talk to me, Holy Spirit. Guide me, Holy Spirit. I hear, speak to you, woman of God. Speak to you. I pray that you go and I pray that your peace be multiplied. And if you feel the need to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come into my life right now, Lord Jesus. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. I believe that God died on the cross and that God the Father raised you back up with all power. I believe that you sit on the right hand of the Father. I believe the things I have read about you. I believe that you're the one that gives life and you could take it back. I believe that you have the keys to hell and death in your hand. I believe that if I stay close enough to you, not a weapon that is formed against me will prosper. But I believe the peace of God, the joy of God, the strength of God, the power of God, and the purpose of God will overtake me. Oh, I bless your name, Lord God. I'm a living witness that God is able to take a mess and he'll make it look beautiful. I'm a living witness that God will take a mess, somebody that was dead in the ground, just laying around, sleeping around, messing with drug dealers. God will take you and breathe life into you. God will give you purpose. He'll bless you with things you never even had. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Oh, you want that car? I'll give it to you. Just walk a little more with me. I got to clean you up a little more. I got to fix some things in your life. I need you to know that it's me, and it's not because of my stuff, but because it's my blessings, and they were already sitting there for me. I'm not like man. I cannot lie. I won't play tricks with you. I don't have no cunning and crafty ways. I am God, the truth, the light, and the only way. Ah, oh, we bless your name. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We pray for Monica and Stacy. They said they just want to say thank you for prayer for them last week. And so, Lord God, we even ask you to hold them up even the more, Monica and Stacy, Lord God. Lord God, just bless us. Some of us really need to see that you're able, Lord God. Some of us have been in a dry place for so long, Lord God, but your word says you'll bring living waters even in our desert places, Lord God. Some of us are holding on to you with just that one little piece of string, Lord God. And they're saying, Lord, don't let go of me. I don't want to go through this process again, Lord God. And so, Lord God, as I stand as your prophet and your pastor, Lord God, as I stand in the gap as we pray together for one another, Lord God, we bind the hand of the enemy up. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You have no power and no authority on this prayer line. You have no power and no authority over our life. We speak the joy of God, the healing of God. We speak the power of God to manifest. And if right now, before we close, if you lift your hand, the power of God can touch you right where you at. We have folks from New York City, PA. We have Delaware. We have upstate New York. We have New Jersey. We have Connecticut. Just wherever you at, you can lift your hand right now. For your glory right now, Lord God, wherever they are. For you know every person that's on this line right now, Lord God. Upstairs, downstairs, up the street, down the street, Lord God. Wherever they may be, across the water, Lord God, 5 hours away, 10 hours away, 3 hours away. It may be cold some places, hot some other places, Lord God. But you are God and you control all temperatures, all the moon, the stars, the sun. You tell it when to rise and when to set, Lord God. And so as they lift their hands right now and we cry out, Jesus, fill us up with your glory. As the fire of God fall upon you right now, I feel the fire of God in your belly. Feel them in your heart. Feel them on your thighs, your mind, your back, whatever was hurting you. Feel the power of God. Say, Lord God, I receive your power now in the name of Jesus. I receive your healing virtues now in the name of Jesus. I receive your blessings now in the name of Jesus. I receive more grace and more mercy now in the mighty name of Jesus. I receive my overflow of favor now in the name of Jesus. I receive my uncommon supernatural wealth to be released to me now in the name of Jesus. I receive wisdom in the name of Jesus, knowledge in the name of Jesus, understanding in the name of Jesus. Oh my, Yabasia. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. Ah, we bless your name, Lord God. Oh, good God, I feel the power, ooh, Jesus, of the Holy Ghost. I feel the power, Aramadia, Rabasia, of the Holy Spirit. I feel the power. All you got to do is say, let's fill me up, Lord. Ooh, fill me up, Lord God. Fill me up right where I'm at. Fill me up. I'm in my car, Lord God. Fill me up. I had to come to my car just to make sure I'll be able to do the prayer line. Fill me up, Lord God. I had to get to myself, Lord God. Fill me up. I'm in the park, Lord God. Fill me up. I'm in the ladies' room, Lord God. Fill me up. I'm home alone, Lord God. Fill me up, Lord God. The spirit is trying to overtake me. Fill me up. I decided to go on the back porch, Lord God, and smoke a cigarette, Lord God. So, Lord God, burn up the spirit of addiction in the name of Jesus. I burn up the nicotine spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I have some plans that's not of you tonight, Lord God. Fill me up. Keep me holy, Lord God. I want to live for you, Lord God. I want to please you, Lord God. Lord God, I want you to be my savior. I want you to overtake me with good things. So God is never going to hurt you. He'll never set you up. He'll never lead you in a dark place, a dry place. He'll never leave you to die. We serve a good God. Oh, God. We serve a mighty God. And so, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you at this 5 o'clock hour, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. At this 5 o'clock hour, we say thank you. We thank you for all the testimonies, everyone that's on the line. We say thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you. And in Jesus' name, we say amen. God bless. I pray that you were blessed. Again, Speak Life Ministry, Pastor Anthony Cloth and Deshaun Cloth, 411 Jellis, Newark, New Jersey. If you ever in the area, if you live in Newark, Hillside, Irvington, Rawway, Elizabeth, Livingston, you're all welcome. PA, you're all welcome. Whoever you fellowship at, do it for the glory of God. When you go to the house of God, shift the atmosphere. Allow the encounters that you have, even on today, take it in your room. Take it to your mother. Take it and lay hands on your father. Take it and call that person that you need to say, I forgive you. Lay hands on yourself. Say, I forgive myself, Lord God. I thank you for being a forgiving God. Because God loves us and he wants us to process through the process. He wants us to grow. He wants us to be blessed. And so we love you, Lord. Remember, God loves you. Remember, he has so much for us. He just wants to bless us. But we have to meet him at a certain place in order to get blessed. You can't get blessed being in a mess. You can't get blessed doing what you want to do. You can't get blessed doing it halfway. You have to surrender and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to try you. And I leave you with my testimony. I tried God over 15 years ago. I was in the streets doing all types of stuff, had boyfriends. I didn't know nothing about fornication. I didn't know what fornication was, but God spoke to me. And my boyfriend was driving a Lamborghini at the time, and he said, you got to not have sex with him no more. There's no fornication. You got to live for me. He said, try me and prove me. And to this day, I've been living for the Lord, and God has blessed me. Not with just material things, old house, nice cars, got nice shoes, I love red bottoms. Oh, he gives you all that stuff too, but I have power. I have the power of the Holy Ghost. He speaks through me. He lives in me. He operates me. I have power to heal and set free, and not just to lay hands on others, but to lay hands on myself sometimes. I have power. I can lift up my bills sometimes that seem overwhelming. He blessed me with a house, but then wait a minute. Sometimes there may not be an income. He gave me a job, but sometimes I can't get there. I have power to speak to the sun and moon. I can command the thing, and it has to come subject. That's the power God has given me. Along with his blessings, along with his joy, along with his wisdom, along with understanding, divine understanding, for me to even be able to preach to you and talk to you with no notes in front of me, that's nobody but the Holy Ghost. That's nobody but the power of the Holy Spirit. God is real, and he's so real. He's been real, and we're going into a place where you better get to God, find God, walk with God, believe God, decree and declare, and stand on God's word. Because that's the only thing that's going to last. We bless you, Father. We love you. I pray that your peace multiply. I pray that your joy multiply. I just feel like I'm being pulled to stay on the line. But I pray even as we get off that you lift your hands, you continue to worship. Go in your house, anoint your doors. Open up the door and tell every foul spirit to leave. You may have to walk out and come back in. But say, loosen out of my house in the name of Jesus. Get out my bedroom. Get out my car. Get out my mind. Get out my house. I'm starting a fresh new beginning on today. I'm walking with God. I am blessed. I don't care what it looks like. Tomorrow I'll go enroll in school. Tomorrow I'm going to go and find me a job. Tomorrow the heavens is going to open up for me. I'm going to be blessed more than I can even imagine and think. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things that God has for the people that love him. When you love somebody, you do right by them. When you love somebody, you say, Lord, I'm living all that I know how to live. But today I learned about fear. We thank Evangelist Crawford. We learned about fornication, to keep yourself holy from the Lord. Keep yourself holy, holy. Oh, Lord, help me. I need help with that. I can't give up my boyfriend. I was once there, but God will do it, and he'll send you a Boaz. He'll send you a man that will work more than he'll sleep. He'll send you a man that will give you everything, and everything you even think of, he'll make sure that you have it. God will send you a Boaz, and say he defines a wife, finds favor with the Lord. And so even as we pray for our senior pastor, we speak blessings upon him. We decree and declare that the favor of God has already opened up, that the heavens is opened up, and that Speak Life is going higher into the Lord. We're going to a higher place than God. where healing will manifest, where peace will manifest, where joy will manifest, where love your sisters and brothers. I love your mother and father. Love your girlfriends. Love your friends. Love. God is love. He said, be Christ-like. I didn't give you the spirit of fear. And with no man with holiness, you won't see God. And so we say, thank you, Lord. We bless you. And in Jesus' name we say, amen. God bless you.
I'll provide the sacrifice.